Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
I sure did pick a hell of a time to move into this house. My back itches and there's a sore in the inside of my nostril and it feels hot in my throat every time I breathe in through my nose. I'm not sick with anything. At least not anything you may have heard about on the television. But I'm pretty sure I'm sick with something. It all started back when I moved into my first house ever. I was excited. It was a new stage of my life, going from living in an apartment for 5 years to finally having something with a damned backyard. The American dream was finally mine, but no one told me how much yard work was involved in keeping that dream nice and tidy. The backyard was simple and square with a nice layer of grass, and surrounding the perimeter was a fairly tall hedge, almost a foot taller than me. When I got in close to it, my first evening staying in the house, with a beer in hand and a good vibe in mind, I noticed how unkempt the hedge was. There were twigs hanging out here and there, and it was nowhere near flat. It wouldn't do, I had told myself, in between sips of a beer that was beginning to grow warm thanks to the tepid Texan weather. I made plans to go to Home Depot and get a hedge trimmer after finding out that they weren't really all that expensive. When I woke up in the morning, I noticed that there were strange leaves under my bed. That should have been my first clue that things were not right with the house, but I just figured maybe the wind had blown some leaves into my shirt without me noticing. But deep down, I knew that I had changed clothes entirely before laying down for sleep. But whatever. You don't really notice the small details all that much when your head is in the clouds, do you? I waited until the evening to test out my hedge trimmer, after watching a couple YouTube tutorial videos on how to best shape a hedge. A couple beers later, and I cranked that thing up and got to work on the hedge, starting at one side of the yard and working my way around. It was a lot more enjoyable than I imagined it would be. The vibrations of the hedge trimmer in my hands made me feel powerful, as if I were Thor himself wielding Mjolnir, brimming with energy. I was thinking about Thor throwing lightning bolts when sparks flew into my eyes. I thought that maybe Thor himself had felt me thinking about him and decided to prank me with a bolt of my own. I had screamed and threw down the hedge trimmer, thankfully not hitting my feet, and fell backwards onto my ass. I scooted back, the sparks still burned into the back of my retina, making it hard to see anything around me. After a few moments, my vision cleared. I got myself back up and turned off the hedge trimmer that had been idling in the grass and went over to the hedge to examine what in the hell had happened. Turns out, there was a damn statue in the middle of the hedge. That's right, a full marble statue. And after clearing some of the hedge away, I could see that it was a statue of a man, standing there, fully nude, junk and all, just planted there in the midst of twigs and bramble. I looked closely and saw that the hedge had grown around him, looping branches around his arms and torso and legs. "What the hell are you doing in there?" I'd asked. I started to reach into the hedge to see if maybe I could pull him out, but immediately got a sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach, as if reaching into the hedge would be the very last thing on this earthly plane I would do. I jumped back, the feral part of my mind telling me that there were snakes in the hedge. No, something poisonous. No, there's nothing in there. But there's probably something that will hurt you in there. But it was just a hedge. Surely there's nothing in there that could hurt me. It had already been getting late, and the goosebumps on the back of my neck were telling me to just get inside and lock the doors. I told myself that I was just spooked from the sparks and all. That was it. But I'd later come to find out that there would be more to it. The next morning, I decided that I would use the hedge trimmer to cut around the statue, clearing the hedge away from the granite man. I didn't care if it meant there would be an odd hole in the hedge. Something inside me told me that I just need to get him out of there. I brought the hedge trimmer out from the garage and walked over to the hedge, feeling tension building in my arms, and right before I turned on the hedge trimmer, I noticed that the statue was no longer there. What the hell? I knew it had to have been in this particular spot because this is where I'd stopped hedging that yesterday evening. But sure enough, it wasn't there. Just to be sure, I walked the perimeter of the hedge, occasionally jabbing the hedge trimmer into the denser portions of the hedge just to make sure. When I completed my search without finding anything, I'll admit, a part of me sort of cracked. I didn't feel like finishing the rest of the hedge. I put the trimmer back in the garage and went back into the house and mixed myself a drink. I walked around the house with drink in hand, stopping occasionally at several boxes here and there to attempt to unpack. But I didn't really have it in me. I was bothered, I'll admit. And that night, when it had gotten dark, I went to the window in the living room looking out to the backyard. And I stood there, looking out into the hedge. It was too dark to tell for certain, but looking back out at the spot where the statue had originally been, I could make out a silhouette of someone standing among the bramble. I put my drink down and cupped my hands around my eyes and pressed up against the glass so I could see clearer. And sure enough, well, almost sure enough, I thought I could see the statue there in the hedge. The drinks I'd poured myself had granted me some kind of otherworldly courage, because at that moment, I said screw it, and I walked out there in the dark to confront the statue. My plan was to just grab the damn thing and pull it with all my might so that it would tip into the yard. That way, I knew for sure that damn thing would not be moving anywhere. I felt my courage slowly waning as I approached the hedge, that sense of leaving this world behind building up in my esophagus like steaming bile. But the booze courage prevailed. I approached the hedge, standing a foot away from the man in there, and I reached into the bramble. And something grabbed me back and pulled. I yelped as I fell into the hedge, the bramble scraping at my face and eyes and my arms and back, and I fell through the hedge, expecting to be pulled into the embrace of the statue. But instead, I fell face first into dirt. Disoriented, I pushed myself up from the dirt, feeling pebbles digging their way into the palms of my hands and stones digging into my knees. I looked around, needing some moments for my eyes to adjust to the low light. To my left was a hedge wall, and to my right, another. Behind me was a dead end, and ahead of me was a path. I was in a hedge maze. I am not messing around with this, no, I said aloud, with my head buzzing. I turned around where I'd fallen through, and approached the dead end, getting near the bush and getting ready to push my way through back to my own backyard. I stuck one hand out ahead of me and sunk it into the hedge, and I recoiled. A searing pain pierced my palm and radiated up my arm. It nearly knocked me from my feet. The pain was so excruciating. I turned my hand over and saw that there was a thorn lodged into my palm. I yanked it out, which seemed to ease the pain just a little bit, but was surprised to see just how deep it had gone. I looked back at the hedge and finally noticed that here on this side, the branches were much thicker and littered among them like barbed wire with thorns. And looking around at the rest of the hedge, thousands and thousands of thorns. Looking closer, I could see centipedes and beetles crawling among the branches, emitting a low hum as they wiggled and crawled. A few of the centipedes having accidentally impaled themselves onto the thorns, thrashing in unison, causing the hedge to shake. I backed away from it, noticing how all the hedges around me seemed to move, like water in the ocean, in waves, and I realized it was from all the insects populating the hedge. I looked at the base of the roots and saw dead bugs laying on their backs, their millions of legs pointing up towards the blue moon hanging in the nightmare sky. There was no other choice for me but to turn and run. The gravel crunched under my feet, and I approached the first fork in the hedge maze. I just let adrenaline guide me, and I turned left, and then right, and then left again. I just kept going and going, feeling the air in my lungs start to burn, until I approached the dead end in the maze, and there, standing at the end, was the statue of the man. He stood there in the same pose, arms at his side, head forward, but here on this side, he was free. No branches to keep him rooted. I noticed his eyes move to lock onto mine, and I saw him take one step. My heart dropped, and he took another step towards me. I backed away, and then he broke into a dead sprint towards me, face expressionless. I turned and ran back where I'd came from, faster than I'd ran before, struggling not to crash through the hedge at each and every turn I had to make. I could hear the gravel crunching under his feet. For a goddamn statue, he was fast. And I could hear his footfalls gaining ground on my own. If he had been breathing, I'm certain I would have felt it on my neck. I knew he was going to catch me before I could find my way out of the hedge maze. So at that point, I just accepted my fate, and I jumped with as much force as I could possibly muster through the hedge wall. I could feel the thorns pierce my arms, legs, my face, my back, light my skin on fire as I passed through. And then, I was back in my bed, drenched in sweat and panting for breath. I was staring at the ceiling of my bedroom, and my heart was pounding in my ears. I could swear I could still hear his footsteps behind me. It was just a dream though, I told myself. Just a dream born from having one too many cocktails. I was burning up in bed, and my skin was itchy and scraggly, as if something was poking me. I needed to get up and take a shower. Throwing the covers off of me and turning on the light, I noticed there were leaves and twigs in my bed, almost completely covering my bedsheets, dirt and grime. I looked down at myself and noticed the centipede crawling up my pajama pants leg. I screamed and shook it off. It hit the carpet, and before I could stomp it, it skittered underneath my bed. I screamed. I screamed in frustration, in fear, in total exasperation. Head throbbing, I ran into the living room and looked back out the window, looking out at the hedge where the statue had been. I couldn't see if there was anything out there, but I didn't care. I got dressed, I got in my goddamn car, and I went to the closest Walmart I could find and bought as many gallons of herbicide as I could. I got back home, back itching, arms feeling as if they were covered in bug bites, and head pounding, and I pulled the herbicide out of my car and went to work in the backyard, the light from the moon being the only thing to illuminate my work of pure hatred. I doused that whole hedge in herbicide, doused the whole thing. After I was done, I took a shower, taking notes of all the markings on my chest and arms and back, and making a mental note to take some allergy medicine later. Then I took another shot of whiskey and shoved the brooms under my mattress and chased the goddamn centipede out from under it, and I stomped a goddamn mud hole into it, not giving a damn about its guts staining my carpet. I just needed it dead. I needed all of it dead, because once it was dead, it would be under my control. Or at least, I thought it would be. That night, when I went back to sleep, I dreamt that I was back in that hedge maze. I thought everything was okay at first though, because when I approached the hedge, I noticed that it was no longer pulsating with evil life, could no longer see the insects wriggling around in the branches. Instead, they all appeared to have died and piled among the roots. Looking at the branches themselves, I could see them withering, see them drying up and crack and fall away. And there, in the dying hedge, I could see more statues. Confused, I walked along the maze, seeing how every few feet there was a statue held there by the branches. The statue of a man here, a woman there, a child here. So many statues, all along the walls of the hedge maze. And now, the branches were dying. Now they were crumbling away. I could hear branches crackling, twigs snapping, and looking around, I could see them. I could see the statues moving, brushing away the dead branches, clearing away the restraints, and stepping out into the maze. They didn't even need to run. They were just going to surround me. There was no way out for me. I woke up in a dead sweat that morning, the bug bites lining my arms having turned noticeably stiff. I think I messed up, guys. I think I really, really messed up.